Let's hit a few earnings reports as we get ready for that opening bell on Wall Street. Emily, Qualcomm, this is the second straight beat and raise from the chip giant. You don't normally see moves like this out of Qualcomm on any session, really, up almost close to 13% in the pre-market. Sales up in every part of their business. Operating profits outpace sales growth. As a that's something you always want to look for when investing in companies. You want to see those profits growing ahead of sales. The mood out here on the street, seeing a lot of analysts come out here and jack up those profit estimates for the next 12 months.
That's right, Brian. And one of those firms on Wall Street was Goldman Sachs, which actually upgraded the stock to buy from neutral, also raised their price target on those shares as well to $194. And what analysts there said was that results were strong, and even more so was Qualcomm's guidance here. So even as we see a number of companies dealing with these chip shortages, rising input costs and other supply chain disruptions, still seeing a pretty rosy forecast here from Qualcomm, the company pointing to earnings growth of 20% in 2022, which was actually double what Goldman Sachs had been looking for in their own EPS growth estimates. Then if we take a look at these latest quarterly results that had been reported, the big driver there was still on those phone chip sides of Qualcomm's business. That is, of course, one of the biggest components of the overall revenue and business for Qualcomm here. And we saw that the main phone chip unit saw sales grow by 56% to reach $4.7 billion during the quarter. And again, in turn led by smartphones using the Android operating system. So an opportunity for potentially continued growth there on the smartphone side, as well as with other products, including wearables, automakers, and other manufacturers, as we continue to see this AI build out and 5G build out. Brian?
Yeah, this move might be done. Two quick points for me on Qualcomm. This move might not be done. Qualcomm having a key investor day in about 2 weeks. I suspect they will just continue to voice this optimism they heard in terms of this quarter in their conference call last night. Number two, you're doing something right when you come out here with current quarter guidance, more than 30% ahead of analyst forecasts, as Qualcomm did. And I think goes a long way to explain some of the key drivers in their business and why they're out here so aggressively with some of their outlooks and forward-looking commentary. Also watching Roku. I know we're coming up against the opening bell here, Emily, but Roku really getting blasted here in the pre-market. The street's locking in on slowing net new account growth, only up 1.3 million quarter over quarter. That's not going to get it done.
That's right, Brian. And of course, something that we've been seeing from another of other streaming players like Netflix, like Disney Plus, et cetera, of course, really seeing a little bit of a slowdown here after what had been a really strong 2020. And I know we're coming up right on the opening bell here, so do want to turn it over there. We have Kyndryl Holdings bringing the opening bell on the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Kyndryl, Kyndryl's CEO, first ever CEO, Emily, of Kyndryl, Martin Schroeder. We'll be talking to him a little later on. Of course, Kyndryl is that spinoff from IBM that they announced last year as IBM tries to improve its lagging stock price. But Emily, on Roku, really, when you see a stock valued at 170 times forward earnings, as Roku is, according to Yahoo Finance Premium Stats, and you see a slowdown in growth, I mean, the stock is going to get hit in this environment.
That's right. And if we just take a look at how that stock had actually performed throughout 2020, perhaps not as surprising to see a little bit of this pullback here now. That stock was up 150% for that full year. It's actually down 5.5% now through the year to date through yesterday's close. But again, active customers up 23% over last year to just over 56 million, a little light compared to consensus estimates. And the company still did add about 1.25 million customers in the quarter on a sequential basis. But really, again, the street is looking for a lot more growth here to really justify this lofty valuation, as you were talking about, Brian. And I think at this point, it does become a little bit more difficult to think about what these next catalysts are going to be here to drive that same kind of growth rates going forward as we have this reopening taking hold. And then one other thing that I wanted to point out was that CEO Steve Louden of Roku told Bloomberg in an interview, again, touching on some of these supply chain constraints, that supply chain disruptions are creating a lot of uncertainty for the holiday season, and that he believes disruptions will prove temporary but persist beyond the holidays into 2022, though it's hard to tell exactly when the path to normalcy will be cleared. So, of course, those are the kind of comments that Wall Street doesn't necessarily want to be hearing heading into the holiday shopping season, and something potentially to watch in the near term here for Roku as well.